this resort is located on some really fantastic golf courses. And while Thursday there's that break in the day for folks to go and play 18 holes on some championship golf, on Tuesday night we have a really neat, fun event. Superior and Red Angus have gotten together to sponsor something called the Cowboy Par 3 Challenge. They'll also have some games over at the driving range, but this Cowboy Par 3 Challenge is going to be a unique, fun event. We've got 18 two-person teams playing in that, but if you're not a golfer or you're not signed up to play, that's fine. Rowdy spectators are encouraged because this is going to be a cowboy golf tournament like no other. They have a 9-hole par 3 course that is lit, so we're going to play it at night. And if we want galleries like they have at the Masters, following the players around, having a good time out there on this little par 3 course. Those players, of course, are going to be playing for some prizes for the first, second, and third place teams. But on top of that, a really neat thing we have going on is the 9 closest to the pin winners on those 9 holes are going to get a shot that evening at what we're calling the Merck Million. Merck Animal Health has been gracious enough to sponsor a hole where those 9 closest to the pin champions from that tournament will take one shot at a hole. If they get a hole in one, they're going to get $1 million. So that's kind of a neat, fun, fan-friendly event out there for folks to come and hoop and holler and watch your friends play golf and go around, and some of them get to take a shot at $1 million. But again, if you're not entered in the tournament, we still want you to come out there and have a good time. And also, over at the driving range right next to it, Superior and Red Angus, again, are sponsoring some fun games over at the driving range for folks who are in a tournament. Longest drive, some chip in a bucket. There will be some chances there to have some fun and maybe win a little bit of prizes and money back in those contests for those who aren't in the tournament. So we got that happening Tuesday night. The rest of the resort have some beautiful pools, a long lazy river to float around in. The annual volleyball tournament is still a go. They got some volleyball courts for us. So those outside activities are going to be great. And sure, we're close to the attractions this go-round. If you and your family want to take a part of the day on Thursday to go over there and see some of those attractions, they're really close. But I think all in all, the facility is great. These new opportunities we're going to have are great. And so as far as fun activities, there's plenty to be had at the hotel and in the area.